Welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 318. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We started things off this week with a track from Speedy Ortiz from Boston. That song is called Raising the Skate, and that's on the new album Foiled Deer, which just came out April 21st on Car Park Records. It is a fantastic album, one of the ones I was looking forward to most this year. It did not disappoint. There's not giant hooks on this one. It's just solid through and through, and everything about it is so smart. Lyrics, musically, those guitar tones, everything, just so good. If you're not familiar with Speedy Ortiz, you need to be. That is just a fantastic album. Let's see. I've got good music coming up today, so let's jump into something new here. This is New Built to Spill with the song CREB. what a wonderful track there. That is Wire with the song Burning Bridges. That's on the band's new self-titled album, which just came out April 15th on their own Pink Flag label. A band out of London, been around for so many years and had so many different faces. And I like this face quite a bit. Kind of reminds me of kind of the early 80s Outdoor Minor kind of singles. But that song there is great. And there are a couple of other songs on that album that I really enjoy. It's an album that I had to listen to probably 6 or 7 times and a couple of times with headphones before I really started understanding how great it was. So give that one some time. It might be a slow burner for you. And before that, we played New Built the Spill. That's the song CREB from the new album Untethered Moon, which just came out April 18th on Warner Brothers Records. That band, part of kind of the indie rock, commercial indie rock trinity, right? Modest Mouse, Built the Spill, Death Cab for Cutie. And all three, coincidentally, have just returned with new albums in the last few months. But of the three, this one is my favorite. Doug Marsh is just creating fantastic songs, and his guitar prowess is unmatched in the world of indie rock. So give that one a listen. I don't think you'll be disappointed. I guess let's tell you how things work now. It's pretty simple. Here at the Too Much Rock Podcast, I get new music every week, I listen to it, and then I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, whatever. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. Let's see. Coming up next, I've got a track by Peach Kelly Pop, and this song is called Batwing.
My girl in brackets, but I have to wait and hesitate before saying it, 'cause you're clear and emphatic that you don't belong to anyone, no denying it. And yet I feel from my head down to my heels that you are the one for me. Why I'll always be my girl in brackets.
It's my girl in brackets, the one
I did like that set there. We started things off with Peach Kelly Pop with the song Batwing. That is on her third album, entitled, appropriately enough, Peach Kelly Pop 3. Just came out April 21st on Burger Records. That is the project of Allie Halen, who's based out of Los Angeles, California. The album's getting really good reviews. A lot of people like the growth. I don't know. I kind of like the simple bubblegum of the first two. But don't worry, it doesn't get very heady. It is still a Burger Records album, and it still sounds like it. So I give that one a listen, see if that's something that works for you. After that, we heard from Milky Wimpshakes with the song My Girl in Brackets. That is from the album Encore Une Fois, which... that's probably horrible French, but there you go. Just released April 27th on Fortuna Pop. That is the project of Pete Dale, who's been doing that band since, I think, the early 90s. Definitely part of some of the early indie pop scene there in the UK. He's based out of Newcastle upon Tyne, I believe. And I really do enjoy that album and all the boy-girl vocals. And then we ended things off with Spoonboy with the song Free Your Mind Square. That's on a four-song split 7-inch with Martha that came out on Nervous Nelly Records back in May of last year. So I'm about a year behind on that one. You can get that on Bandcamp, and I think you can get that for free, but throw them a few dollars. I hear the Spoonboy moniker is done, or will be done very soon, that David Combs has put that project to bed, and he's working on different things now. So I'll be sad about that, because I do enjoy those Spoonboy records and so much of that kind of power pop that's under the covers there. Kind of reminds me of Ted Leo. What's Ted been up to lately? Well, I guess it's time to wrap things up. I'll let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 318. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on any of your favorite social media outlets at Sid Much Rock. Let's see. Looking at the Too Much Rock website, a few things have come out recently. You'll find a show account of... I finally wrote up that Jeremy Innick, El May, and the Field Effect show that happened in Boston a few weeks ago. You'll find that there. And then, I don't know, something else came out there, but check out the website. Looking at the concert calendar, let's see. Looks like not a lot going on. 5-9, we've got Hatebreed playing at the Right Room. 5-10, Moonspell playing at the Right Room. 5-13, Waxahachie at Sinclair. I need to get tickets for that one. 5-15, the Too Much Rock single release at Mills Records. You'll know exactly who's playing that next week, because tomorrow I think that gets announced publicly for the world to hear. On 5-16, Anal Natkarth, I think, at Riot Rooms. Get your black metal on there. It should be entertaining, right? It's the Riot Room. 5-17, Anti-Flag playing at the Record Bar. 5-20, The Business playing at the Riot Room. That's with Uncouth and someone else of some interest. 5-24, Insafarum at the Brighton Music Hall. 5-31, Speedy Ortiz playing at the Riot Room. 6-13, X-Hex at the Sinclair. 6-18, Bell and Sebastian at the Uptown. 6-19, Someone Still Loves You, Boris Yeltsin at the Riot Room. And 6-28, Sandra Leke at Sinclair in Boston. So, hey, we're looking a couple months out there, but I'm sure I'll fill those in with other dates, most of them which I'll miss due to traveling. But, hey, that's how it goes, right? You got to do. We're going to end things off here with a track from a Kansas City project, the project of Andrew McShann. A band is called Emo Side Project, and there's been like 30 releases or something. So, oddly enough, the Emo Side Project seems to play like every all-ages house show, Art Closet, El Torian, what's the Sandbox, like all of those shows, but I have never seen them, and I really had no idea what to expect. But an album came out. You can pick it up on his Bandcamp, and I think it's a Name What You Want price on there. The album's called You Know What Sucks, Everything. And the song I'm going to play is called I've Made a Huge Mistake. And I'm playing it because I really like Arrested Development, right? Yeah, something like that. Anyway, this just came out March 22nd of this year. And I think since then there's been a split 7-inch released as well, because he just releases music nonstop, which is odd for somebody who just finished his PhD in like microbiology or something. You'd think that he wouldn't have time, but he does. So anyway, we're going to end things here with a track by Emo Side Project. The song's called I've Made a Huge Mistake. Thank you very much for listening. We'll talk again next week.
We live and we die. In the middle, we ask questions like why. Some people are searching for purpose and meaning. I'm PhD, an education won't save me from being